The City of Port Coquitlam says it has made safety improvements at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, PCCC, following reports of hazardous exposures at the pool. Last month, the municipality examined the PCCC tank after some lifeguards cited poor health while on the pool decks at the facility at 2150 Wilson Avenue. According to an analytical report obtained by the Tri-City News, the concentration of nitrogen trichloride levels at the pool ranged from 0.30 mg per cubic meter to 0.73 mg per cubic meter from the samples collected on September 11, 2024. Nitrogen trichloride, or trichloramine, is a chemical compound that typically flares up between ammonia derivatives and chlorine. All levels were either above WorkSafeBC's guideline value of 0.35 mg per cubic meter or 50% of the guideline value, action level, the September 24, 2024, report from Kinetico's services states, noting the northern side of the deck was the most toxic at 0.73 mg per cubic meter. WorkSafeBC has inspected the PCCC aquatic area a dozen times, according to the agency. In a statement, the city said it has taken immediate action to address the levels by testing the air quality further, installing a sensor to monitor temperature, humidity and CO2, placing in a lower-level trichloramine exhaust fan, adding a surge tank exhaust fan, including supply air over the hot tub area, and, once complete, more safety measures will be put in place. These include having pool doors to the spray pad open during pool operation, installing deck fans to better airflow, boosting hot tub backwashing and draining to twice a week, increasing the pool air handling unit to 100% outside air. The pool continues to meet high safety standards for both staff and the public, and we will continue to monitor air quality closely to ensure a safe environment, the city statement reads. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.